its current state on WKAR, an MSU professor who has authored a book about the hookup culture on today's college campuses, has organized a program this weekend geared toward preparing high school girls for the pressures they may encounter when they move on to college. And Scott Pohl is here with more on College Party Survival 101. What's the idea here, Scott?
It's pretty simple, really, Mark. The step up from high school to college can be very stressful. Stephanie Amata and clinical psychologist Dr. Jeff Van Meter want the program to foster communication between girls and a parent or guardian. The result, they hope, will bring young women who are ready to handle the sexual situations they might find themselves in on college campuses.
Some of the activities that we're going to be doing, in addition to talking about communication, we're going to talk about what hookup culture is, what's actually going on college campuses. I have heard from my students that they are very shocked and surprised by what they see. So I would like to help the girls be prepared before they get to campus, because that orientation week and that first week of classes can be a very vulnerable time for the girls if they don't know what to expect. Another thing that I'm going to be doing with the girls that is very important to me, and may at first sound a little funny, but we're going to be talking about how to say no. I think this is highly important for a couple of reasons. Women are often socialized from a pretty young age to be agreeable and to not upset other people. And when I first started teaching at Michigan State, I thought maybe some of that would have changed generationally. And I was surprised to hear from the young women that they still feel that it's important to be sort of, for lack of a better word, submissive. And I am hearing from students that sometimes they're in a situation where they want to say no, and they don't, because they don't want to upset the other person's feelings. And obviously that can play out in all sorts of different situations, but in a sexual situation, that can be highly problematic. So we're going to talk about some of the reasons why it's hard to say no, and we're going to practice saying no.
We're talking with Stephanie Amata, author of Hooking Up, A Sexy Encounter with Choice, and clinical psychologist Dr. Jeff Van Meter is also with us. He's with Legacy Clinical Consultants in Chicago. Together, they're going to be running a program called College Party Survival 101 at Spartan Innovations on Grand River Avenue in East Lansing on Saturday. Dr. Jeff Van Meter, what's your role in this program with parents? Why did you want to take part in a program like this working with the parents of these girls?
Well, when I met Stephanie earlier this year and we were talking about her work, I was immediately drawn to that because I've spent the last 20 years working with families, usually after the fact, where something has happened and there may have been some sort of trauma at times or just other family issues. And I saw this as a great opportunity to get ahead of the game a little bit with some families and talking especially with parents or guardians about how, as their child is moving from living at home and being in high school to going off to college, and how much different life is, that also changes the relationship that the parent needs to have with that child. And you're still their parent, but how you communicate with them, how you help them to make better decisions changes dramatically, even if you've been working at it all along. It just is a very different way to, you know, as your kid is moving into full adulthood.
Well, as opposed to getting into the game, you know, after the fact, so to speak, this is an opportunity for you to front load some of this thinking, perhaps, with not just the students, but with their families.
Exactly. Because if we can work with these parents to open the communication starting this Saturday, and then they can continue to do that throughout the summer as their daughter is headed off to school, I think that'll be very powerful for their family and a wonderful transition to seeing their role as parents is to guide and mentor and less to be as prescriptive with your child. And I think the parents out there listening will understand what I mean of, you know, when they're younger, we tend to tell them what to do. And as they get older, we need to ask them more, what do you want to do? Or how do you want to handle this? And it is a difficult conversation, as we spoke about earlier. It's so difficult, both for the daughter and the parent. It's awkward. It's uncomfortable. I'm a father of two daughters, and the idea of talking with my daughters about, you know, what may happen when they go off to college is, I'd rather let their mother do that, but I think that it's important that we both are involved.
In your practice, what kinds of issues have you encountered related to sexual activities on campus? What kinds of problems have this led to for the girls that you've treated?
Well, I've had some young ladies who I've worked with who, to this day, have kept hidden that they were either date raped or got into some various situations due to alcohol and that sort of thing that they are so ashamed of that they still, now as adults, I can't make them talk to their parents, so, and they don't want to talk to their parents, and they just have no place to process what has happened with them. And unfortunately, it can affect them in, it does, it affects future relationships because you lose the trust. You gain a lot of fear. You have a lot of fear of what's going to happen when I start dating someone new. If you have had some sort of traumatic experience.
Yeah, and if I could just follow up on that, I was speaking with a friend recently who has a daughter in high school, and she was telling me that she shared with her daughter for the first time that she had been date raped when she was in high school. And what ended up happening was her daughter then shared with her that this had recently happened to her as well. And this friend of mine told me that both in her case when she was a teenager and in her daughter's case that they, you know, she didn't want to say anything to her parents because she felt responsible. She felt like she was going to be blamed or she was worried about getting in trouble. So it's often, from what I understand, if a teenager, especially if they're doing something that they've been told not to do, say drinking underage, or maybe a parent has even said, I don't want you to see that boy, or no, you can't go to that party, and they go ahead and do it, and then something happens that they really need support around, but they're afraid to say anything. And so this is part of what we want to be addressing too, so that young people can get the support that they really, really need when these issues come up.
College Party Survival 101 is coming up in East Lansing on Saturday. We're talking with program organizer Stephanie Amata and facilitator Jeff Van Meter. They hope that the program will help girls heading to college prepare for some of the pressures related to sexuality that they may encounter when they get to college. I want to ask you about the tone of these presentations that you're planning, because it might seem to listeners that the idea is that we're going to scare these girls into behaving when they're in college. What kind of approach are you planning to take in these sessions with these high schoolers?
I am so glad you asked that, because I am definitely not taking a fear-based approach. I do want to inform the women about some things that can happen in terms of sexual assault, some of the statistics, things like that. And again, the first couple of weeks at college can be a very vulnerable time. So I want the girls to be aware, but I'm not coming from a fear-based place for that. Instead, it's I'm looking at this more as education, being informed in order to make good decisions. And another piece of this that I am going to work on that day that I feel is very important is trying to take away any shame around these issues. This is a huge problem in the sexual assault piece, where girls and women who have been, and I don't mean to exclude men because this happens to men too, but people who have been sexually assaulted or raped often feel shame afterwards. And this is another part of why people don't say anything about it. And the shame can also come into why girls sometimes don't talk to their parents about what's going on. So part of what I'm working to do is to try to take that piece out of it. That's, of course, a very big thing to do. So hopefully we'll at least be taking some steps toward that, so that, again, choices can be made based on what the young woman feels is really right for her and not being informed by shame and also not being informed by outside influences like media and peer pressure.
It's interesting that this comes up in such close proximity to the recent day-long conference that was convened by Michigan First Lady Sue Snyder on campus rape-related issues around Michigan. There was a proposal to devote $500,000 to grants for programs at colleges around Michigan in the next fiscal year. That seems to have been a happy coincidence, perhaps, from your point of view, that while this issue is on the table at that level, that you're having a conference like this.
Yes, I was very happy to see that. I was unfortunately not able to attend it, but was able to watch much of the day via live stream. And I am just thrilled that the First Lady has spearheaded this and that so many people came together to make that happen. I know they're planning more events, and the money that the state is giving for grants that's going to be available in 2016 is very exciting, and I can't wait to see what happens.
We've been talking with Stephanie Amata. She's the author of Hooking Up, A Sexy Encounter with Choice. She's also an MSU professor. And we've talked with clinical psychologist Dr. Jeff Van Meter of Legacy Clinical Consultants in Chicago. Together, they'll be at College Party Survival 101 at Spartan Innovations on Grand River Avenue in East Lansing on Saturday. Stephanie Amata and Dr. Jeff Van Meter, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.